Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Dr. Sandy Curtis. Dr. Curtis is a music therapist who uses the work of Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, and Rihanna to help women who have been victims of abuse and violence.
I'd love for you to just start by sharing with our listeners what type of music therapy you do and how did you get into this?
Well, I do feminist music therapy, and I work with women and girls survivors of male violence. So I got into it, actually, I was working in Georgia and had an opportunity to work in the maximum correctional facility for women. And thought I was coming in for one reason and then realized that 7 out of the 10 women in the group had been survivors of male violence. And so that number was quite astounding to me. And when I saw how music therapy could really help them overcome that harm of that violence, I was astounded and amazed and really compelled to keep working in that area.
Yeah. So what types of music do you find yourself using when you're doing therapy with women?
Well, I always use the women's preferred music, but I use a large variety of pop music, and I always use women's singer-songwriters because it's much easier for them to see themselves in the songs and the stories of women singer-songwriters. And so, you know, a variety, anything from, you know, ways back with Tracy Chapman to Lady Gaga to Lizzo, anything goes. Right now, it's a wonderful time because there's so many powerful women singer-songwriters, and they're writing songs about their experience of violence, but they're also writing songs about love and relationships and life and the meaning of gender, and they're challenging the status quo, in looking to empower women. So there's some great music out there.
We play contemporary pop, so that's our station. So you're speaking our language here. And the majority of our listeners are women. So why do you think that is? Why do you think music sung by women specifically just draws something out of other women, whether it's a happy feeling, a sad feeling, or feelings of hope and healing?
Yeah, and we, I think all, obviously you've got listeners who are avid fans of music and of women's music. What we seem to have an intuitive sense of this power of music, but as a music therapist, I know there's a lot of scientific research that shows that music affects us, but it affects us in many ways at the same time. So it moves us emotionally, it impacts us physically, cognitively, spiritually, and all at the same time. So it's this powerful medium for transformation. And, you know, we can go into therapy and talking therapy and talk with people, and you kind of have a cognitive response, but it's so hard to make a change. But when we hear music, it pulls us in so immediately and so personally that it really makes it possible to recover from the harm of violence and to transform our lives personally.
I think we can all maybe testify to having an experience where we heard a song and it just made us cry and we can't even always explain why. I mean, sometimes it even happens with music with no lyrics. So music definitely has this beautiful way of like demonstrating, I don't know what it is, maybe the chaos and the calm of the world, and then reaching into those places in your heart that that message resonates with, and then just bringing it right to the surface.
Yeah, and as you say, it could be with lyrics or without. We really project onto the music our own experiences. We make meaning of it for ourselves. So even, if it has lyrics, you know, if we just had a breakup or something and we hear a song, there may be just one sentence in the entire song, and all of a sudden that pulls us in and it's like, yes, that's my life and that's my experience. And I know women singer-songwriters and singer-songwriters in general do write for others, but then it's us others when we hear that music, we make it our own.
Do you think there's something in this music sometimes that allows women to even have the freedom to be angry? I know, like, as a woman myself, being angry is like one of those emotions that I don't always feel like I have permission, you know, naturally in culture. Mm. There's not a lot of like, it's okay for you to be angry as a woman.
But oh, some of this. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many constraints in our lives when we grow up and learn what it means to what we have to do to be a woman in this world. It can be very challenging, and certainly anger is one of those, you know, the trope of the angry woman. And in music we can, but even sometimes in music, I don't know if you remember way back when with the Dixie Chicks with Goodbye Earl. It was a song about women's anger and taking action on that anger against an abusive partner. And there was such an uproar over it, even when it was just a song and done a little bit in tongue in cheek. So, but in music allows us to be everything and to explore anger. And certainly, there's songs out there now that we have of women being angry with the situation and challenging it. So music is a great way to start that and to tap into it and say, you know what, as women, we can be angry. That's okay. Justifiable anger, in the face of unrighteousness, of, you know, of violence, those things, that's good for women to learn how to do that. And that's why I say, you know, the book I've written is Music for Women Survivors of Violence, but it's also for all women, because it's not just survivors of violence who have, you know, experienced the challenges of our culture. It's all of us, from issues about anger to issues about how we see ourselves, the objectification of women, but even how women self-objectify when they begin to become, you know, take into our internal lives our experience of how we view ourselves. As like, I think on a single day, there's every two out of three women are dissatisfied with their body and looking to diet to change it. And so there's a lot in our culture that makes it very hard for women. And yet we've got this music, which is a powerful way. We've seen it in protests and everything else. Music challenges the status quo, and women singer-songwriters are challenging the status quo of the things that we are dealing with as women in this culture.
Yeah. So what is an example of how music therapy works, the way that you practice this?
And that's a good question. So I always work in small groups because women who are abused are isolated by their abuser. That's a type of control. And so in groups, a woman can be in a music therapy group and look across the circle and see that, yes, this woman doesn't deserve to be hit. Maybe I don't deserve to be hit either. We start off by listening. So we listen to, their choice or my choice. We bring in the songs. And then I pull out my guitar or my piano, depending on the mood, and we actually sing it, because that allows a person to internalize it, to make it their own more powerfully. Then we actually move to writing songs. So this is really where it becomes empowering for women survivors, because they have been silenced. They're silenced by their abuser, who tells them it's their fault. They asked for it. They don't deserve better. But they're sometimes silenced by a poor response from police or from health professionals who say, what's wrong with this woman? Let's fix her, instead of saying it's the abuser who has the problem. And so in writing their own songs and their own stories, they're able to give voice, not just metaphorically, but a real voice to their own stories. And then we record them. Sometimes I record for them if they're feeling a little shy, but almost all of the women eventually record their own songs. And that is just incredible to hear women who've been silenced for so long to give voice to their own stories. And it's powerful for them alone, but also I was working with one woman who came after the group and said, could I have an extra copy of the CD? And I said, sure. And then she told me the week later, she said, I gave it to my abuser and I told him the truth is out. Everybody knows now what you've done. It was wonderfully powerful.
Yeah. Well, what a beautiful way to give women a voice and allow them to be heard. Thank you so much for sharing that. What a wonderful job you have. I'm sure it's difficult, very difficult when it's a bad day there, because you hear so much of the broken aspect of humanity, but the healing is, it sounds like it's very profound.
Yes, it can be very challenging. And each time I start with a new woman in a group, I always have a little bit of interpretation. But then I realize that the music connects us, and it's the music that we can rely on. And to see the recovery, sometimes it's a very long time for the recovery. But in music therapy, it seems to be a quicker and certainly a more powerful recovery for these women.
To learn more about Dr. Sandy Curtis and her book, Music for Women, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.